from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Byrne joins us weekly, and it looks like he's going to be joining us quite a bit in October as well, as the Royals just a game back in the division and obviously have a little bit of a cushion in the wild card race with less than 30 games to go. Vern's on deck show a little bit later on tonight before the Royals take on the Astros. Vern, good to have you on the show, man. I know yesterday it didn't end the way everybody wanted, but they took 3 of 4 from Cleveland. They gained some ground on them. It was a successful series. I don't know how it can't be viewed otherwise.
Yeah. Yesterday to me was just as simple as you were paying the tab for what happened in the first three games. A 2-hour and 14-minute rain delay in the nightcap. Not a single starting pitcher lasts 5 innings. One of them only records 5 outs. And the bullpen carried you to that series victory. Along with the bat of Bobby and Salvi, the bullpen, which spun 16 and two-thirds innings of two-run baseball in those first three games, you'll take 3 of 4 on the road against a first-place team. I know I'll take that coming up starting tonight in Houston.
What do you make about their matchup against Houston? We know there's been a couple times this year, Vern, where I think the American League is just about who you match up better against. Royals clearly match up better against Cleveland. Twins match up better against the Royals. Red Sox maybe match up better against the Royals. Whatever. Where do you think the Royals stack up against what Houston is good at?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm not saying you're wrong, but just, you know, hearing that, and I had a few people bring that up on the postgame show of, the Royals don't match up great with the Twins. Man, watching those games, it wasn't about a matchup. It was the Royals playing poorly.
Sure.
The two series at Target Field, I don't believe the Royals have played worse defense than in those two stretches at Target Field. So, going up against really any team in the regular season, to me, it comes down to the starting pitching, and how the Royals match up is really good, right? Singer, Lugo, and Reagans to start this thing off, and likely Alec Marsh in the finale. I think the Royals will be favored, certainly in Cole Reagans' starts. They're not favored tonight. They probably won't be favored tomorrow. I'm not sure the matchup of the finale. Going in, you expect to, right? You hope for a split. Certainly can't get swept on the road, but to me it always comes down to starting pitching when it comes to the regular season. Now we start talking about matchups and how that impacts the postseason. Yeah, because the postseason's such a different game. The Royals and the Yankees and the Guardians, to me, are different beasts come October. Some are better in October. Some are better situated for the regular season. Honestly, that's where I think the Royals are right now, especially with the injury to Michael Lorenzen and still having Hunter Harvey banged up. I think the Royals right now are more of a regular season team that could ride the rotation to eat up innings, not put a lot on their bullpen. Come October, it might be a different story, especially if Lorenzen and Harvey are still banged up.
Because they had cut the innings down and the pitches down for Alec Marsh, my plan was a Power Rangers situation, Vern, in which essentially Marsh and Daniel Lynch combined to be one starter. Thoughts on whether or not they could just use Daniel Lynch for a couple of innings after Marsh?
Sure, they could. I don't know how good it's going to be. Same with Alec Marsh. I believe in Marsh more than I do Daniel Lynch, and yes, he looked really good in those 3 innings of relief, but we've seen him good before for 3 innings. I've seen him good before for 3 consecutive starts. And you know what? Who cares, I guess? Who cares what he's done before? Who cares how many times he or a Carlos Hernandez have let us down? there's, what, 28 games remaining in the season? Here you go. Here's your reset, Daniel Lynch. If you can avoid the numbers that are up on the Jumbotron, if you can pretend as if you have that zero ERA and attack these final few weeks of the regular season, sure, why not? I'm not trying to put a ceiling on the young man, but I would much rather have Alec Marsh just eat up five innings and then turn it over to maybe one inning of Daniel Lynch. But to stretch him out anything more than once through the lineup, if he can do that over three innings again, go for it. But to me, Daniel Lynch is still Daniel Lynch until proven otherwise.
We're talking to Vernon Royals insider, and I believe you're calling this 20-game stretch like the riptide, correct? I think I've heard that a few times from you. Now that we're seven games into it, they're 4-3. Has anything changed with just how you maybe view the outlook for this, knowing now that they're coming off a series in which they did take 3 of 4 from the Guardians? I don't know if that's something that any of us kind of maybe factored into how this 20-game stretch was going to go.
Yeah, I mean, I went into it hoping that they would go 500. I think I would, and they would be fine if at the end they went 8-12. But that was also when let me just put it this way. So far in the riptide, these guys have made me look like a fool. Because if you would have told me that seven games in, they've already made seven errors, not to mention Bobby's drop yesterday that turned into a run, some misplays in the outfield, by misreads by MJ, by Isbell, by Blanco, that have all helped turn into runs for either the Phillies or the Guardians. They've had one quality start in this seven-game stretch. They've had multiple pass balls. They've hit five dudes. Dairon Blanco makes the third out at third base with Bobby at the dish. If you would have told me that the starting pitching would be average at best, it's, well, below average over the course of these first seven games, that the defense would be below average, that the base running would be below average, I would think that the Riptide's taking these guys under, and they would be 1-6 and reeling coming off a series loss in Cleveland. So the fact that the bullpen, Bobby, Salvi, you know, that's not surprising. The bullpen certainly is, but for them to be 4-3, and I would imagine a lot of new, not new faces, but faces inside that clubhouse have some newfound confidence going into these final 28 games. The aforementioned Daniel Lynch, Carlos Hernandez, James MacArthur, guys that have been put through the ringer this season. If they're feeling good as we enter September, that's a great thing. And suddenly you're only going to go as far as your rotation, defense, and base running take you. Maybe that is no longer the case. Maybe. Well, this weekend will certainly let us know.
I think Nick Capel put the stat out since the All-Star break. Three of the top four guys in Major League Baseball in RBI are Vinny, Bobby, and Salvi. Aaron Judge being the other guy in that list right now. How much do other teams like actually look at that trio like we look at other teams middle of the order and be like, if we could just get through this, we're okay. But getting through that is a lot harder than people probably make it out to be.
Yeah, I mean, they're three of the top 10 for the season in Major League Baseball when it comes to RBI. They're three of the five most clutch hitters in Major League Baseball. You want to look at batting average with runners in scoring position. Bobby's number one, Vinny's number two. Salvi, I believe, now is number five. You look at OPS with runners in scoring position. So it's not just getting on base, it's doing damage. You know, Bobby, Salvi, Vinny, they're all top 15 in Major League Baseball. Yeah, listen, Vinny didn't get off to the best of starts, but that OPS since the beginning of May is north of 800. He's hitting better than 300 since the All-Star break. Salvi started off so strong, maybe we didn't appreciate just how great of a start it was, right, when he was competing for that Triple Crown. But in the month of August, he's hitting better than 300. In the month of August, hitting better than 300, an OPS north of 900. Bobby's hitting better than 400 since the All-Star break. That might be the one thing that we were, I think, in agreement on going into the Riptide, which was, Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny must be great for this team to go blow to blow with Cleveland, coming up with Yordan and Bregman and the rest of the Astros. When the Twins come to town, right? The Twins, that's what they have over this division. They have, when healthy, the best lineup. Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi need to continue to produce like all-stars, like MVPs, especially if the rotation is showing the obvious signs of regression that we've seen over the past week.
Vern, where would you rank them in the American League? We asked ourselves this question earlier. Yeah. If you were to rank out the three, four, five best teams in the American League, where do you think the Royals are?
To be fair, I think you need to put them third behind New York and Baltimore. Personally, I'll only put New York ahead of them. But put them on the same field for a one-game playoff, a three-game series. If I'm the Royals, if I'm a Royals fan, I fear no one. But home field advantage in the Bronx, a seven-game series. Yeah, I think slight advantage New York. The question's going to be is who deals with the pressure better. Royals are playing with house money, and they don't know what they don't know. The Yankees, if they lose to the Royals, it's burn it down, right? And they have everything going on with Juan Soto. So there's always drama with the Yankees. So I would love to see that matchup come October, but I would fear nobody. But if I'm, again, to the question, I'll go Yankees 1. You know, the Orioles have even won the head-to-head matchups, but that goes back so early.
That's like six games a million years ago.
Yeah, Will Smith was your closer back then. But, yeah, I'll still give the edge to Baltimore because of the division that they're in and because of the talent that they have. But I, to me, since that series, going back in April, it's always felt to me as if the Royals and the Orioles were going to meet again, and the Royals were going to have the opportunity to exercise those early season demons, those bullpen demons that we saw and have seen really throughout the season. I want Baltimore. I want New York in October, and I think those would be the two most balanced matchups.
Royals and Astros tonight, 7:10 first pitch. Vern's on deck show, 6 o'clock right here on 96.5. The Fan. We'll be listening tonight, Vern. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.